I'm Kevin Wooding, and you've come to the Birdshot Day. What's your name?
John Golden.
And what's brought you here? What are you?
Well, I was diagnosed with birdshot a long time ago, and someone sent me through something, and I thought I'd come along to meet other people who got it or hear more about it, because I don't have any contact with, you know, the hospital now or anybody else who's got it.
So you're looking for a bit of support and...
Yeah, mainly to see how other people get on with social services and how they cope with living, you know, as I'm gradually, my sight is going completely, just to see whether I could get more support from somewhere or other, you know.
Sounds good. And you said you were diagnosed some time ago. When exactly was this?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but I think it was about 25, 26 years ago.
Right, so you're a pioneer.
Something like that, yeah.
And at that time, I mean, they didn't know very much about the disease.
No. I was first diagnosed that I had a tumour of the pituitary gland, which they thought was pressing against the optic nerve. And they went down that route for a while, realised it wasn't that, and transferred me to another hospital where they eventually diagnosed birdshot retinopathy, I think it's called. And I've had a short course of steroids, and then they sort of decided there wasn't a lot they could do about it, and I just went every 3 or 4 months or 6 months to see what was happening, you know.
And when you were given that course of steroids, did you suffer from side effects from that as well, or...?
Yeah, there's quite a large amount of steroids that they gave me. I don't know what they were. And I used to get the effect of, a psychological effect of shrinking. You know, I didn't have any other physical... At the time, I was an addict, alcoholic as well. So it wasn't unusual for me to experience those sort of things, you know.
Since then, are you on medications now?
No.
You just stopped altogether and...
Well, I never stopped. They just said eventually that there was nothing else. I did go to Moorfields for some time for, like, just so they could keep a check on it for research purposes, but it seemed inactive and there wasn't anything they could do, you know.
And so what is your vision like now?
Well, I sort of map it out myself occasionally, and I suppose I've got between 10 and 12% vision.
And is there anything, do you have any visual aid, like glasses?
I just use like cheap reading glasses to read, or a magnifying glass. I have some prescription glasses for outside, but they hardly make any difference at all. It's hardly worth wearing. I do use different types of sunglasses, different shades of sunglasses, to deal with the glare. You know, if it's glary or something, you know, if I want to go out. But even there, difficult. They have to be so dark now that they take away the glare, but I can't see anything.
So there's a what we call photosensitivity, so a sensitivity to light. What about colour perception? And
no, I've lost my colour a long time ago, except I can still recognise, like, whether something's red or yellow. I have tested myself on, like, paint samples where you go to, and I suppose I'm about, I can recognise if it's, say, 10 shades away, you know, like a paint manufacturer's thing. But I wouldn't be able to distinguish whether something was green or blue, you know, or red or orange. I can't see a blue sky. You know, and I can't see the grass is green. I know it's green, but it doesn't look green to me.
I was just wondering about things like depth perception.
Walking along, the sort of issues I have is, like, if you're in a supermarket and they put some sort of advert on they print it on the floor, I can't see whether that is something that's standing up or whether it's a hole. You know, I'm aware there's something there, but I can't see what it is. You know, so if there's something, if that was on the floor, I wouldn't know whether it was a post or whether it was a hole down there. So I do have a problem with that.
So, yeah, I understand there's quite a lot of challenges, and you've been facing that for quite some time now.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the day comes up with a lot of information for you about support. Thank you very much.
Okay.